Prologue. Dee Dee Wilson wiped her hands on her apron and glanced at the clock hanging on the wall in the kitchen. She estimated that the dinner party guests would be ready for dessert in about 10 minutes, maybe a little longer. Her helper, Susie, was in the process of clearing the main course plates from the dining room table. Dee Dee hoped Susie had heard some good things about this, her first catering event, while she'd been in the dining room. A few moments later, Susie burst through the kitchen door carrying an armload of plates. Susie was absolutely buzzing. "They loved it," she said as she wiggled her hips in glee. She was a 5'2" bundle of energy, and Dee Dee marveled, not for the first time, that Susie must have been sent to her by the catering gods. "Really? You're sure?" Dee Dee asked, with a smile spreading across her face. It was the first job for her recently opened catering business called Delish, and she'd been a nervous wreck hoping it would go well. She reached out to take the plates from Susie. "Here, let me help you." "Wow," she said as she stacked the plates by the sink. "There isn't a morsel of food left on any of the plates. They practically licked them clean." She turned to Susie, her smile widening. "I think they liked it." Susie giggled. "I'm telling you, they definitely did. Georgia Dunn wants your recipe for the dill sauce." "Georgia Dunn? Even I've heard of her. She's a famous sculptress, right?" Dee Dee laughed. "More like infamous. Her Invisible Mermaid piece has divided critics for years. Mostly because no one is able to see it. Now get back out there and clear the rest of the dishes. We don't want the Seattle art luminaries that are sitting at the table thinking we're amateurs and don't know what we're doing." Dee Dee had learned enough about the local art world from the time she'd spent as a docent at the Seattle Art Museum to know that there was a lot of sniping that went on between the major players. Her client, Marlene Palmer, had brought an eclectic group together for tonight's dinner party, and while the talk from the dining room sounded like a group of good friends enjoying one another's company, Dee Dee suspected the guests would be backstabbing each other from the safety of their respective offices the following day. She didn't want her catering company to be on the sharp end of anyone's tongue. As Susie made her way back to the dining room, a silhouette of a person outside the kitchen window caught Dee Dee's eye. She looked closer, and she could see a petite blonde woman pacing back and forth while she talked on a cell phone. Dee Dee recognized the woman as Lisa Sanders, the owner of the prestigious Pioneer Square Art Gallery, located in the heart of Seattle's art district. Judging from the expression on her face and the strain of her raised voice, it was apparent to Dee Dee that she was arguing on the phone with someone. Conscious of not wanting to be accused of prying on a private conversation, Dee Dee turned her attention back to what needed to be done next. If she could pull off dessert without a hitch, she was confident the evening would be considered a success. She couldn't wait to tell Jake. She hadn't been dating Jake Rogers for long, but he had been so supportive of her new venture that she had a feeling he'd be proud of her. Dee Dee had been so worried about what might go wrong, she hadn't considered the possibility that tonight's event might run like clockwork. There hadn't been a problem the whole evening. "Maybe I'll get a few more bookings as a result of tonight's success. I better not get ahead of myself," she thought, as she stirred the fudge sauce, which was barely simmering on the stove. The sundae glasses were sitting on the kitchen countertop, waiting to be filled with salted caramel ice cream, which she had already taken out of the freezer to soften. She remembered what her website designer, Milo, had said about taking some photographs of the dishes she prepared. A colorful shot of a dozen sundaes would look amazing on her new website and Pinterest page. She needed to do it quickly before Susie served the desserts to the guests. Where was Susie anyway?